Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look and feel beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
This is one of our favorite podcasts we're about to do because it's very much in pop culture. It's very much in mom culture, and it's certainly in teenage culture. So this edition of Lipstick on the Rim is going to be teenagers versus skincare.
And tweens.
And tweens. With Dr. Marnie Nussbaum. Okay, you're going to take the stage because she's like, we've been talking about this, but she had a very specific situation happen, and I had a little situation happen with Grayson, my niece, but take it away.
Yeah, I full stop have had so many people reaching out to me about tween skincare, especially before the holidays. Every kid had a mini fridge on their list and they're like 9 years old. A friend of mine who's a patient of yours, her daughter got really scarred on her face by a product that, you know, a 10, 11, 12-year-old girl shouldn't be using. And it really kind of started the conversation with Molly and I. And then I saw you a couple of weeks ago on the Today Show.
And she was like, you've got to watch it. You've got to just watch it. And I literally, so my niece, Grayson Sims, she's 10. And she is obsessed. They're all obsessed with skincare.
It's
Scarlett
the
is starting to, but I'm like, what? Wait, you can't use that on your face. Like that's by Drunken Elephant. That's an adult. This is by Glow Recipe. This is not a teen brand, right? And so
yeah,
we thought you were phenomenal. I've told everyone to watch that segment. But we wanted to kind of introduce you. Dr. Marnie Nussbaum, she's board certified. She's one of the best. She specializes in non-invasive aesthetic rejuvenation. She's based in New York. She has been written up in everything from W, Vogue, New York Times, The Cut, Mary Claire Birdy. She's constantly featured as a lead speaker. And I'm telling you, if you can type in Dr. Marnie Nussbaum, teenage skincare, the Today Show, definitely check it out. But we're so excited to have you on the podcast.
You're making me blush, guys.
Oh, that's okay. We love you. Okay, so this is a really good fact that I learned and Emisha learned from your report. The Today Show reported that annual skincare sales went from $7.8 billion to $9.2 billion in the last few years. And why do you think that is?
It's actually astounding what is going on with skincare and tweens. So I'm a doctor, a dermatologist, and a mother. I have a 11-year-old boy and my daughter turning 9 in a few weeks. So I am in this with everyone. The actual stat that you're talking about is really because Generation Alpha, which is anyone born after 2010, is literally on par to outspend Generation Z, whatever you want to call us, and millennials combined.
And they're called alphas?
Alphas. They're called alphas. Generation Alpha, anyone after 2010. And it's really because this particular cohort or generation have been raised on TikTok and YouTube. There's no more linear TV. So they are watching things that we have no grasp or understanding of where they're seeing it, how they're seeing it. And they get to, like, marketing agencies, particularly that work with beauty, are targeting them in a way they never have been able to before. So they know how to get to our children. They know what to sell them. And we have no control over what they're watching and seeing. And so, that's the fact. Yeah.
So hold on. Take a patient comes into your room, a mom with their daughter or son. What is the number one question you get asked?
Oh, I get asked this, by the way, probably 5 times a day. My daughter or son is using the skincare, too much skincare, breaking out. They're red, dry. Please help me. What should they be using? Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, I don't know if you guys remember the days. I'm 42. I was using Bonnie Bell lip snappers at their age. Okay. Like, I mean, this didn't exist. And partly because our parents, like, we had to ask them for money. We didn't see advertising that they didn't want us to see. Now all the children want are Sephora gift cards. That has replaced dolls and games and, you know, take me to the mall. So the real thing about this generation is they're the first generation that is really globally connected and digitally integrated. And those are the two things that are very powerful to actually then target these children.
Because it's not Sephora's fault. I mean, these kids go
absolutely
in, you know, they go in and they're like, you know, they've heard about this. They've got brand awareness, like you said, from either YouTube or TikTok or, you know,
absolutely,
wherever they...
This is not Sephora's fault, not Ulta's fault. This is really just like when we were young, we would look to, you know, our babysitters, big sisters, moms, and like play with their makeup. This is what they're doing, but with skincare now. And I think it's interesting that it comes after the pandemic, because in the pandemic, everyone kind of stopped wearing makeup for a while. And we were into like our skin and self-wellness and taking care of our skin. And I think, you know, my patients, even like, you know, 35 and above, really, we feel the most beautiful when we have good skin and we're ready to go. And I think this generation has taken on that, I want to take care of my skin, which is great to learn young. However, most of what's being targeted to them are products that are for anti-aging. They're products that are totally superfluous to them. Like, they don't need peptides. They don't need any mist serums. They need to learn basic skincare that's going to help them keep their skin barrier intact.
Well, this is what the issue is. The issue, I'm like, you're going to burn off your barrier, meaning you're going
that's
to
exactly what it
upset
is.
Your pH balance of your skin at 10.
Exactly. Their acid mantling, which is the pH of their skin. Exactly. So especially ages 9 to 12 are so sensitive and they have beautiful, fragile skin that knows exactly what it's supposed to do. So they should not be messing with these products because they are going to break their skin barrier. They're going to make them break out. They're getting allergic or contact dermatitis, and they're making a problem where there never was a problem. So the skin at that age, it knows what to do. All it needs is SPF. I always say, like, and we'll talk about that a little later, but what they really need, cleanse if you want to, but that skin 9 to 12 knows what it needs to do. There's no hormones yet. There's no major pores. There's no sebum production. Now it changes going through puberty, but the other thing that I should mention that's happening with targeting this generation is that all of the TikTok influencers, or shall I say skinfluencers, you know, they're getting even savvier and making it where it used to be like an older girl. Now it's a young girl. Like, basically, the people that they're watching on the Get Ready With Me videos are being paid to tell you these expensive products to use that are not appropriate for your skin. Now, add that with lighting, professional lighting, filters, you're trying to attain something that doesn't exist at the age of...
Yeah.
And it's unattainable.
It's not attainable. Yeah. And we're always going to have pores. Our skin has pores. We're never getting rid of them. So, you know, it's really trying to grasp the holy grail that doesn't exist.
I also think it just creates kind of like a psychological effect on kids where it doesn't need to be there yet. Like, I don't need my 9-year-old being so worried what she looks like yet. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Like, I think that there's so much that comes along with that. And if they're starting to focus on it now, it really, like, I think the self-esteem issues that'll come from that over time.
You're
because
100% right. Well, it's
there's no way it won't.
It's already happening. And it's, you know, their social media consumption combined with, at that age, how you, your appearance, you're very affected those two things make them the perfect target.
I had a conversation with a mom recently and she was like, well, I can't help it. You know, she's just using these products. And I said, well, and I didn't say this, I said it in my mind, but I'm like, you're the one that's paying for it.
Yeah.
Your 9-year-old doesn't have money. She's, unless she's got a job that's child labor that I'm not aware of, like, she's
well,
not
paying for
it. Well,
my favorite thing
herself.
Is then the girls are like, okay, well, I just got this gift card, so I can use it how I want. You have to parent then and say, look,
totally.
And be,
no.
You know, not harsh, but I want your skin to be the best it can be. And that means leaving it alone right now.
Mm-hmm.
I always say to some of my teenage patients, I'm like, trust me, there will be a time when I'm going to need to give you a regimen that you're not going to want to use. Like every acne regimen since we were 15, like I used to go to the dermatologist and they used to give me a routine. I barely used it. I wasn't diligent. I'd be like, it didn't work. And like no one wanted to use it then, you know? And now it's like, there will be a time you need a regimen. Now's not it. Enjoy it.
And I think you doing the Today Show and really being like a spokesperson, I think that, I mean, I know it helps me as a mom, but I do think it helps mom be like, no, this is what a real doctor is saying, that you can mess up your skin. This episode is brought to you by Lolavie. For those of you who might not be familiar with Lolavie, you're about to be obsessed. They're an award-winning hair care line founded by the one and only Jennifer Aniston, who I can proudly call a friend. And obviously, she needs no intro, but you guys have heard me talk a little bit about Lolavie on some solo episodes for Lipstick on the Rim. But the brand was started because Jen was really tired and had a lot of the same struggles as many of us have, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. I mean, I really put my hair through the wringer, and I know a lot of us do, between coloring and heat and styling, stress, aging. The list, it's kind of endless. I'm always on the hunt for products that not only repair the look of damage, but also shields my hair for future damage. So the thing about Lolavie that we really love is that it's all naturally derived and plant-based with no silicones, no sulfates, parabens, or gluten. Okay, so Lolavie has two bestsellers I want to talk about. They have the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner, plus the in-shower trio of the restorative shampoo and the conditioner with the intensive repair treatment makes for a really luxe combo. They've done all the work for us. They prime, they prep, they leave you with silkier, shinier hair. Not only does my hair look and feel amazing, but I love, I'm not going to lie, I love the packaging. Unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair at lolavie.com. And as our loyal listeners, you'll get exclusive 15% off your order at Lolavie. That's Lolavie.com. Use promo code Lipstick. Please note that you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about it. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you there. You guys are going to be obsessed. Lolavie, Jennifer Aniston, she has the best hair for a reason.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
9 to 12. You're suggesting just a good cleanser.
Literally if they even want to cleanse or if they're sweating a lot, like my son plays a ton of soccer and football, so he'll sweat and, you know, he's turning 11, so mild cleanser to take away the oil and impurities. But really 9 to 12, if they want a regimen, this is what I say. Use a mild cleanser, fingertips, morning and night. I say a oil-free moisturizer if they're dry, so it doesn't clog their pores. Two things to look for, hypoallergenic and non-comedogenic, meaning it's good for sensitive skin and it's not going to clog your pores. And then I say lip balm and SPF. And if they really want a regimen, that's really instilling good skincare habits.
Yeah, but that's a regimen. I mean, that's a good regimen. That's what you should
do. And it's a good one. The problem is, I always say, the ones that are speaking to them the most are the fun packaging. It's, you know, the boring is usually bad.
I also have said to my daughter, who's 9, that, you know, she actually thankfully listens. But, you know, these girls, like I took a few girls to the mall around the holidays just because I took them to lunch and I was like, all right, let's go to the mall. And they will listen to me with skincare. And Maeve was like, well, all these girls are wanting Rare Beauty. She's like, I don't want anything from Rare Beauty. She's like, I don't want makeup. And I'm like, you know what? You want something that you can use and feel like you're one with your friends. Rare Beauty has a beautiful body lotion.
That's what I always say. Get creative with body lotions, with bath bombs, with lip balms, with lip glosses if you really want. Mm-hmm. But there's ways to get creative without ruining your skin.
I walked into Orlando Disney World and Grayson Sims and Scarlett Stuber, I won't name the brands, but I'm like, what in the world? They were like, we really wanted to be dewy. They had it in their hair. They had a spray on niacinamide. I'm like, what is happening right now? And they had stolen something from Alexis. And, you know, and then I had brought some face masks with me. They were now in their pile in the hotel room, you know. So for with women with kids and boys included, you know, 12 and up, what can they do and what can't they do?
Sure. So first, I'll say for 9 to 12, you must avoid any harsh acid. So glycolic acid, alpha hydroxy acid, beta hydroxy acid, salicylic acid. There should never be an acid on a little child's face from 9 to 12. It shouldn't be happening. They should not be exfoliating. Okay. Every day I have parents bringing in their children with bags of things that they're using that are all inappropriate for them. One mom was like, take it away now. The girl starts crying. I'm like, I can't physically take that away, but I can tell you what to do and not do. But there should never be no acids, no retinols, no anything with fragrance, anything hard. Exfoliation, they tend to exfoliate to the point of like bleeding, okay? They think the harder, the better. They also think of their kids. They think the more, the better. Not true. So I think for under 12, you really need to focus on just keep it simple, gentle. And another thing we really have to ingrain in this generation is expensive does not mean better. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think that's every generation. I mean, I think that's what the success is.
100%.
My skincare line. I think expensive doesn't, you know.
Totally. Your skincare line's amazing.
Thank you.
It's great because it just says the routine that you need. And it's an edit. And that's what people need.
Okay.
And
so, so speak to 12 and above.
Okay. So as go through puberty, and everyone's going to go through at different times, you start to make sebum, the pores get bigger, and usually you get a little acne, which is normal. I actually had terrible acne being a dermatologist. So you do then need to start a regimen. And I would like start a gentle cleanser. I would start if it needs be, I mean, always see a dermatologist if it's more than mild, but you know, a salicylic acid, maybe once a day cleanser. You want to think about things like I love my glow pads, and it's glycolic, salicylic, lactic acid, but low potency. If we're going through puberty and you have acne, then you get a skincare regimen, an acne regimen, which can include salicylic acid, glycolic acid, benzoyl peroxide, those types of things. None of that should be used if you don't have acne, because you're just, again, going to break the skin barrier. Your skin is, if you're taking good care of your skin with a good basic regimen, like we talked about, like a cleanser, an oil-free moisturizer, a lip balm, and SPF, you should be fine until you hit the acne years. Once you hit the acne years, you then get into using some acne washes and oil-free moisturizers.
So listen to what she's saying, that if your child does not have acne, do not start the actives.
Do
that
not.
That will make your issues that you never had worse.
Appear.
And appear.
So I see every day patients that had beautiful skin, 13, 14, 15, that are now having swelling, redness, scarring, because they ended up getting acne when they never had acne and picking it. And also just in general, allergic contact dermatitis. So this is not something that we should be letting them play around with.
Let me pick your brain on something. A lot of my friends are going through this issue with their, hence the podcast, but a lot of them are dealing with acne, like really bad mm-hmm. acne. I've heard some people go down the, you know, now you have what's when I'm older than you, different. Now different.
So different is now over the counter. But it should not be, in my opinion.
Oh, really? And then, you know, you have cycles of like what people are doing, high, low. Accutane. Do you believe in Accutane? Do you believe in AviClear, you do?
Yes. So I am an Accutane patient. I grew up with acne. My mother had acne. My brother had acne. I know what it does to the psyche. I know how it makes you feel. But you have to go to someone that knows what they're doing. Now, when you can get these things online or at, you know, these like skin spots, you need to know there's so many risks and benefits associated with it. And for instance, Accutane. So it can make your liver enzymes go up. You cannot drink alcohol on it. It can affect your growth. If you give it to someone who's not been growing, it can affect their growth. It can, I mean, amongst other things, you'll get dry lips, dry skin. And there are things in the literature, associations that it's, you know, individually based, but with inflammatory bowel disease and also depression, which that's another topic for another day, but which is very rare. I do believe it is the best thing to prevent scarring. I've taken it twice, and it definitely, you have to check your blood. You have to do it right. You have to check your blood every month. AviClear is great because it is a laser that if you really don't want to take an oral medication, it is a laser that is 3 to 4 times. We're still figuring out really the best protocol with it, but it actually does decrease the sebaceous gland size permanently, like Accutane.
Like you too. I've had cystic acne off and on my whole life, but I was so interesting. I can't remember the dermatologist. Oh no, it was Dr. Dindy is the first person.
Yeah.
Dr. Dindy was the first person who was like, have you ever thought, and I was asking for a friend of mine about AviClear, and I'm like, what is AviClear? And she said, it's a new FDA laser.
Yeah. I mean, we love it as an option for someone that doesn't want to take an oral medication. You know, jury's still out. It's relatively new how long it lasts and things like that. But people are really happy in my office with it. Very happy.
And is there downtime? Is it?
It's not. I mean, you can purge in the beginning just like Accutane. But really, there's no other downside to it.
Yeah, I just wanted moms to be able to hear this because so many people, you know. It's hard when you say, okay, I'm going to make the jump. I've done everything. I'm going to put them on Accutane just to have something else that they can maybe even try.
So I always say, because I really am an acne lover, like I only do aesthetics and acne. So I speak to every teen, like they're an adult, and I say, if you are compliant, this will work. It takes time. Acne is not overnight. Nothing works overnight for acne. So you've got to give this 1 to 3 months. And usually we get there and we do some peels, some hydrafacials with it, and we get there. We really rarely have to go to Accutane. Sometimes we can, and sometimes we need it. But if you really sit with them and talk with them and explain to them, this is not an overnight, like this doesn't go away overnight. It really is a great like conversation to have with that person, with that teenager. The other thing is a lot of teens, I mean, it's so funny because like the 9 to 12s want to do more. The teens are like, I don't have time. So it's, you know, it's really interesting. I wonder what happens when like my daughter who's like wants everything is going to be a teenager and she's going to be like, get away, do nothing. But I mean, to your point, like I went to her bunk. She goes to sleepaway camp. I went to her bunk. She was 8 at the time. She's turning 9. And every single girl in her bunk had a refrigerator and she didn't. And she's like, Mom, you're a dermatologist. I'm like, exactly. And then their moms are so, I love her moms. They're like, okay, we're saying, what would Marnie do? What's in Chloe's bag? And because you really have to set the stage of what's appropriate at what age. But the needs change over time as they get older.
Do you think the role of diet helps them when they're young?
Okay, so when they're young, I really don't. I think that's more of as we get older, as our bodies are changing. There's certainly a very small subset of patients where if you eat a ton of sugar and dairy, there's glycation that can cause inflammation. I don't think that's the majority of acne patients. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, I wish I could say, oh, cut back on cheese or cut back on milk. But I did it. So I, as a kid.
And did it work for you?
No.
I mean, I have so many people. It's a rare subset where it really works, but it's rare. And it's not the first thing I'm going to tell a 15-year-old to change their diet, to change. Like, that's not. I mean, when you're in these teen years, your hormones are fluctuating. There's a million reasons. You're playing sports. You're out there. I always tell them also, like, wash your face when you get home after sport. Don't talk on the phone. Don't, like, you know, start playing Fortnite. Wash your face.
Well, I literally spray down basically with almost alcohol his chin guard. My son plays lacrosse.
Yes.
His helmet, like all the.
Well, things they don't think about, clean your cell phone. I use an alcohol swab every night on my cell phone. So clean your cell phone. Don't share makeup brushes.
Okay. So talk about this for teens, because I think adults naturally now know that. But like,
correct.
Talk about for moms that can give advice, like, because that does cause infection. And
it does. It absolutely does. I mean, it actually frightens me. When I was at camp as a young girl, and this is terrible and disgusting, we used to share a bathtub. We used to have shaving parties as we shaved our legs and share the water. I mean, what? What were we thinking? Okay, so at least things have improved, but now they're sharing makeup brushes, beauty blenders, mascaras, lip gloss. All of those things have infections and bacteria. Everyone has their own bacteria. It's the microbiome. Everyone has a different microbiome. Do not share. Do not. You are spreading bacteria, viruses. You do not want to do that. So, and really, I always say to my active teenagers, don't wait till you get home. Bring like a sample. I have a million samples in my office of face wash. In the bathroom, quickly wash your face. If you really can't wash your face, we have like glow pads. Use a glow pad or use a salicylic acid pad or a Neutrogena wipe, something to just get the impurities and oil off.
And how do you think makeup has impacted teenage skin? Because I think a lot of kids are now at a much younger age, not just putting on a little like blush or a moisturizer. I mean, they're watching full blown tutorials where they're
contouring,
like dousing their face with like layers of makeup. So how has that impacted their skin? And what do you recommend they do to clean their skin after they
do that? So couple things to say on that. Makeup actually scares me less now than the skincare that's going. And the skincare that they're using, products that aren't made for the skin. Now, even the brands that are for supposedly this age group, some of the products are great, but you have to be wary. If they're selling an eye cream for a nine-year-olds don't need eye cream. So while their cleanser might be great, they don't need an eye cream. They don't need an exfoliator. They don't need peptides. They don't need luminizers. Like, no. So always be wary. Even if a brand has good products, they don't need that they're powerful with. In terms of makeup, so it's interesting. And I noticed, like, I was talking to, like, my women about it, then younger women, and then younger women and teens. It started trickling down the makeup. So the contouring, the this, the that. Basically, this is what I said. If you're a teenager, you do not need heavy foundation. It makes you look older. You're clogging your pores. It's affecting, it makes, like, any line you have look worse. I think for me as well. But you need to be using oil-free tinted moisturizers if you're a teenager. You do not need that. Even if you're freaking out and you want to cover it, there's great ones out there. Bare Minerals is great. Laura Mercier makes a great one. Chantecaille makes a great one. There's great tinted moisturizers that can give good coverage. Do not use anything with heavy scents, heavy oils. It's just going to worsen it. So oil-free tinted moisturizer, that's my favorite. Mineral-based makeup, great. I'm not all the contouring, forget it. Like, I mean, you don't need a luminizer at your age. You are luminizing. We're trying to be you. So, like, I'm trying to get this contour to look like you. So, you know, they have internal. So, really, but if they're going to use makeup, it actually honestly worries me a lot less than their skincare, because they can wipe it off, they can wash it off, and it usually doesn't have the same effects that the actual skincare does. It doesn't break down the barrier, it really just clogs their pores.
Well, so, I've even seen it with me, like, trying to be my own guinea pig, my own tester for Wise. Like, I literally was trying so many products that I gave myself perioral dermatitis. So it's the same thing. You're messing up your own barrier microbiome.
Really good point, Molly. Really good point that I forgot to say. The other problem with all these girls, and my daughter included, she gets tons at all these parties. They're giving each other skincare, right? And they're using a million products at once. That when they get a reaction, they have no idea what it is too, because they're using so many products at once. And for adults, you should only be trying one thing at a time. Otherwise, you'll never know what's not working and what's working. So trying to pick a needle out of a haystack, but stop everything, start one by one. So they're just using so many products so fast, expecting immediate results. None of that works.
I know. What kind of results are they expecting? They look amazing.
And what are they looking for? That, like, what they're looking for, they already have. So they're just creating a problem where there is none.
Which is so scary.
Which is so scary.
It's okay. Really scary.
That's how I'm trying to scare these girls when I talk to them. I'm like, do you want to have acne when you're older? Because you're
giving it to yourself.
Literally
they
giving
are giving
it to
yourself. Themselves acne, or worse. They're breaking their skin barrier, causing for inflammation, infection, scarring. I mean, I had this one patient, gorgeous patient, great skin. She started using a toner for no reason. She's like 13, had great skin, and now she has red marks all over her face and then tried to exfoliate it, which is even worse. So do you remember, like, when we were young, St. Ives apricot
scrub? Yeah, of course.
Oh, I loved it.
Michelle loved it.
I remember getting it and my dad had no idea what I was buying. He was with me. I scraped my skin so rough with it. And I remember, it's like essentially what's happening on steroids now, you know?
All right, enough about teens. Since we have you, we got to, I know, it's not a lipstick on the rim if we don't ask you about your own skincare and beauty. But
of course. And I feel like I was so serious.
And one last question before we get into some fun. Any new advancements that you see 2024, 2025 on the horizon? What do we
think? I mean, the reason I went into aesthetic dermatology is because it is always innovative, cutting edge. Every 6 months, there are new advancements. So really right now, like, the newest things on the market right now are things like, have you ever heard of TED, trans epidermal delivery for hair loss? It's like one of my favorite new things. I'm doing it instead of PRP.
I'll do it with you this summer.
Anytime.
It's called what?
So it's painless. You know, PRP for hair loss is painful. Needles and immune jets. This is basically painless, no needles. It uses ultrasound to create microscopic holes in your scalp, essentially, with ultrasound. And then we put a stem cell growth factor serum that's for hair growth directly in, and then push it in with high air pressure. It feels like a Theragun massage to the scalp. You do it 3 times, and it's been proven to be more effective than PRP and consistent.
What's it called again?
TED. I call it my boyfriend, TED.
Done.
But it stands for trans epidermal delivery. The other things that are really exciting that we're here, I just got this Secret Pro Dual. It's not the old Bigger Pro. It's the new. So it's a CO2 non-ablative, which means you're going to even at your tone and texture with radio frequency microneedling to tighten and lift.
That's what I just did.
It's amazing. It's combining. So it's a lot of the newer innovation is combining technologies that already existed, but making it work with less downtime, quicker results, and less pain.
And what was the name of that laser?
Secret Pro Dual. We also have a lot of new body contouring stuff because that's always innovating. So True Sculpt and True Flex, it's now called True Sculpt ID, both melts fat and tones. And then SkinVive we finally got, which is for hydration in the skin, but also gives that skin that supple look without volumizing. So they've had it in Europe under a different name for a long time, but we finally got them. And then, you know, as we speak, they're working on longer lasting Botox, fillers. I mean, the technology that's going on right now is so exciting.
So exciting.
It's always.
I'm going to do everything.
Yeah.
I'm coming to you next week.
I know. Okay. Your own skincare, your own beauty. Like, what do you use on your skin? I know you've got your own incredible glow pads.
Those are my hero products.
Those are heroes.
Yeah. So I have like my Dermacentral, but I am in it soon coming out as something that's not my name, but it's for women 35 and above, that it's to optimize and extend treatment or for the treatment period. So it's really exciting combining new and different ingredients, highest potency of peptides with a little tint if you need it or clear. So it's exciting.
Excited.
So it'll be called Lines, because we love our lines and we want to embrace aging.
I love it.
But what do I do right now? So I use colic wash twice a day. I use in the morning vitamin C, but I use C-complex, so a lot of vitamin C is, if you're acne prone, will make you break out. I have acne prone skin. So everything I use needs to be non-comedogenic. So I use a vitamin C in the morning. Then I use TNS serum from Skin Medica. I love it. I've been loving it forever.
People love that. The TNS, people love it. Catherine Esposito loves it.
It's basically a peptide serum that it's two vessels in one, because the ingredients need to be separated, but then you pump it and you put it together and put it on twice a day. It really is the best thing for fine lines and wrinkles. I've been a true believer in it forever. And then I use Skin Better Science eye cream. I love it. It has great peptides. I use the morning one, the Interviews, and at night the IMAX has a little retinol. And then I use my own moisturizer because it's oil-free and ultralight. And then I also use Revision Nectiferm Advanced on my neck. And then at night, I switch things up and I do the cleanser, the eye cream with the retinol, the glow pad, moisturizer, and the TNS and a retinol. But it's interesting. So everyone's always like, well, you look really natural. I'm like, to look this natural takes work. It takes work. So I'm like, this is not natural. Nothing about this is natural. Like, I try everything. But I am always trying new products and I want the best for my patients, whether or not it's my product or not. I don't care. I want the best for what's for them. So I'm always trying new things.
And do you have a favorite foundation, tinted moisturizer, lip, eye?
Yes.
I mean, she's gorgeous.
So
you guys
I have
get
a
to see
few
social.
Favorites. But Chantecaille Just Skin is my favorite tinted moisturizer. I just love it. Say mascara is like love, love, love. Bobbi Brown, the block, not the bronzer block, but the rose one, I love. And then my favorite product is coming out. This isn't the packaging, but it's to volumize your lips. So it's a lip volumizer. Ooh. Without using color. And it Ooh. Comes in shades and clear, and I use it constantly all day. But
And you're coming out with that?
Yeah, it's going to be called Lines, not my name.
Oh, I can't wait. I need a lip.
So, yeah. So it's because we love our lines. We want to live our life and enjoy our life and embrace our life. But some we don't want. Some
Marnie,
we want.
We don't want to talk about embracing our lines. We go to you, so we don't have to do that. All right. A little rapid fire. One beauty.
Love rapid fire.
Okay. This is
Let's
hard for
it.
You. One beauty product that you cannot live without.
This is not for me. I would say my lip volumizer line.
What's your signature scent?
Baccarat.
Oh, I love Baccarat. Most used emoji.
I would say the smiley face with the stars. I don't know why. I just always go to
it.
I'll make it
that fits you. That fits you.
It's really enthusiastic. I love it.
I think I know the answer to this, but extrovert or introvert?
It's funny. I am an extrovert and everyone's like, of course you're an extrovert. But because I talk all day long, a Friday night in by the fire reading a book with wine is actually, I love it.
Pool or beach?
Love people. Yes.
Pool or beach?
Beach. The sound. The smell, the sand on my feet, definitely.
Your go-to cocktail?
Casamigos Blanco on the rocks, salted rim, three lines.
We could be friends. Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Double espresso. Not even coffee. Double espresso with don't make fun of me and everyone's going to be mad at me. French vanilla coffee mate.
Hi. Are you kidding me? I love a little French vanilla coffee mate.
Sorry.
Ask Emisha. I'll go into that fucking Golden Pear in East Hampton and I
pour that shit at Golden Pear and they're like, I'm like, there's none left. I need much more.
Don't think I don't do a little swipe of a little push down when I pass by that, all the creamers. Yeah. Okay. Nobody's...
Sorry, not sorry. Love it.
Yola, you are not hearing this episode. Yola Roberts, you are not hearing this episode.
So your favorite indulgence might be Coffee Mate then? I was going to say, what's your
favorite indulgence? Is definitely chocolate. I eat chocolate all day long. I start my day with a chocolate cake pop. It's disgusting. I'm sorry. And all day long, I have a jar of Reese's peanut butter cups and I just eat them all day.
What's your superpower?
Superpower, I would say one-liners. I don't tell jokes. I can't tell jokes. I'm the worst joke teller, but I'm a witty one-liner.
I love it. We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
I would say it's all going to work out.
It really does.
Stick to your dreams. Believe in yourself. Have horse blinders. Don't listen to anyone that says no.
Dr. Nussbaum, you're so good. Thank you for imparting such wisdom on our fellow moms. You have no idea how many questions.
I'm so honored to be here. Both of you are iconic, amazing. You are my role model and inspiration. So thank you.
We're going to put a lot of this in the show notes on mollysims.com. Emisha has a great Substack as well as I do. So we will try to, you know, divvy out. But definitely make sure and follow Dr. Marnie Nussbaum, Nussbaum, Dr. Marnie on Instagram. You're incredible. We love
you.
I've heard so much about you and I can't wait to see you.
No one's given me better Botox. That's honestly the truth. And I need to do my upper lip. We haven't done that in a while.
So I want to do the ultrasound. I want to do the secret pro dual.
I know.
Anything for you guys. And I'm honored to be on the show.
You're awesome. You guys check out her today show. It's honestly riveting. That's it. Teenagers versus skincare with Marnie. Love you guys.
Love you more.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.